This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hi. You're listening to the one and only. There she is. This is the only Drag Race podcast in the whole world. I am joined by my sibling in crimes of fashion and a absolute goddess of drag from Drag Race Thailand. We have Vanda Miss Joachim and Oscar Montoya.
I mean, hey. What? We bow down to you.
I'm dead.
Oh, no.
What?
We love
a
you.
Treat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Good.
It's been a while. I actually never done really this kind of podcast before, so
love
really
it.
Something new.
We just
okay, so we're breaking the cherry.
We're breaking your cherry.
Okay.
Sorry, daddy.
Sorry.
The boyfriend is out there.
Vanda, I have so many questions.
Yes.
You've had an incredible run on the show.
Thank you.
I have not seen the end of this season, and Oscar has, so we're going to try to keep it spoiler-free, but also, if you don't keep it spoiler-free, I don't give a fuck because
That's
we're
right.
so honored to have you. So tell me... Okay. Jeannie told us a little bit about her journey getting on the show, and it was crazy. How was your journey getting on the show? Because you're also international.
Well, I mean, with 10 luggages to you have to travel to Thailand all by yourself. It's
my God.
Already a lot for me to handle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, okay, it's something different. I don't know whether I can actually say this, but RuPaul's Drag Race and Drag Race Thailand is completely different because for RuPaul's Drag Race, I know that they actually provide accommodation for them and whatnot.
Totally.
But for us,
right.
we have to come up from our own pocket money to actually get the flight to Thailand, get our own hotel, you know, to stay there and whatnot with our transportation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they don't cover that. And it was difficult for me is because I was still working, like I was still performing here. And I was pretty financially tight with money to travel back to Thailand for the show.
Of course.
Yeah, oh my God, there are days that I just cried because, you know, like I was staying in this zero star hostel because of money.
Fuck. And your drag was at the studio. All
yeah.
your
And but you're keeping your personal effects in your hostel.
Correct. So before I actually brought the 10 luggages back to the studio, I was staying in this hostel. And can you imagine, I was staying on the fourth floor and there's no lift. Uh-uh. I literally had to carry all the 10 luggages like stairs.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and is this like while you're walking in heels all day long, standing in heels, right? Are you dead? Did you die?
Well, I'm still alive now.
Yeah.
What a miracle. Yeah. So it was crazy. And there was this one time where when I was showering to go for the rehearsal and suddenly they just cut off the water supply. I was like, no fucking way.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Wait, so how long did you stay in that hostel in Thailand? How long was that whole process, by the way?
I think we started auditioning back in October and then we start filming, I think late November and we finished filming in April. So,
So you were there for a long time.
A long time. Yes. Girl. Yes. I was there a long time.
And, oh my God. Tell me what even brought you to want to audition for the show? Because you live in Singapore.
Correct.
And I understand Jeannie told us a little bit that they were looking for international queens.
Right.
How did you hear about this process?
Because I've been doing drag for like about 10 years, I think 10 years now already. So I asked myself, like, you know, in Singapore, I do this drag and it's like a cycle that it repeats itself. You know, I need to step out of my zone. So I was on Instagram and somebody tagged me on Pangina's post and I saw this drag race talent audition and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going for this. And I think I just did the video within a day and I submitted like 2 days later and I received an email that I was being selected for the live audition. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my
and
God.
And it was very exciting. Yeah.
This is another big difference from the American show is that they asked you to show up and perform a lip sync number in person, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you did in the in-person audition?
I did this Bollywood number. It's Apsara Ali, natural. Ooh. This because I like with my drag, I like to clash like culture. I like to bring culture into my drag. So and I want to be a standout. Everybody wanted to be a standout, especially with a bunch of drag queens. So yeah, basically that's what I did for the audition.
I mean, you truly are an international drag queen. A lot of your drag is inspired by tons of culture, which is great. Even your entrance look was very international.
Yeah, just saying that I actually listened to your podcast, so let me correct you right there.
Oh,
please read me for filth, please.
Because I remember Mana was saying, I don't know whether she's a Muslim queen, but yes, I am a Muslim queen.
Great.
That's why I actually don't the burqa and niqab, because I told myself if I ever join like Drag Race or RuPaul's Drag Race, I want to be in a burqa. I want to be the first queen that comes in the workroom burqa.
And you were then, huh?
Yeah.
Because this is 2019.
Yes, it creates drama. It creates controversial. People are talking, and I receive a lot of positive feedback from the Muslim community as well as negative feedback saying that I'm disrespecting the religion and I'm sexualizing the religion. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not perverting the religion in any way. I did it respectfully, and I represent my religion with pride.
You were honoring it, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and isn't that so strange that people innately find like female gender expression sexual? You know what I mean? Like that's them projecting on you that they're like, you're being sexual. You're like, no, I was just playing with some gender expression, and you only think of women as sexual. That's your baggage.
That's on you. That's not on me.
That's on you. That's on you. Girl. Well, and tell me about, where'd you grow up? Like, I'm so fascinated. I think.
I'm born and raised in Singapore. I've been living here, but just, you know, like a couple of months traveling. I was in Canada back in 2011 for about 3 months.
Wow. What brought you to Canada?
I was in Vancouver. Yeah, I was just there, and I stayed in Korea for about 4 months for work then. Yeah, but most of the time I'm here in Singapore, in this small, tiny country.
Wow. And what got you started in drag in the first place? Like, what attracted you to the art form?
I didn't know what drag was back then. I was in a gay club and I saw drag queens, and I was scared of them. They look very intimidating. They got this aura, like, you know, do not talk to me. Like, you know, I will beat the crap out of you. So, but there's this something about their aura that I was really attracted to. And their stage presence is something that I'm like, I'm so curious. So I went to more drag shows and I learned more about it, the art of it. And I told myself, you know what, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to incorporate whatever talents and skills I have into my drag. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like the process, I don't know about you guys, like if you guys have been in drag before, but the process of...
Oh, I mean, it's not nearly as glamorous as...
It's
you
not.
Know, it, no. People call us garbage queens.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think
yeah,
that
yeah.
is
crunchy,
accurate.
Munchy, gutter bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like...
Off-brand drag, yes.
We are the...
we're the on-sale section of the drag store, so it's
truly, truly.
Well,
we're
no,
the
but we love it. We love it.
We love it.
We
love
it. That's yeah.
But we're
yeah.
the Flavor of Love cast member to your Beyonce. Like we're not there.
And so, we're not trying to be glad. We, you know, we're very happy being toads of drag. Yeah.
Oh, just don't say that. I wish you guys looks fabulous.
Thank you. Well, let's sweet. Talk about what okay, I have so many questions, but like
I mean,
what
me
made
too.
You want to get better? Did you love performing? Did you love perfecting your look? What made you want to polish yourself up?
So when I got into drag and you know, like the process, it takes hours and hours to get into drag, right? Mm-hmm. And once you're ready, you have it's this persona that I have, and I just want to channel it through performance. So when I get on stage, every time I get on stage, it's I just want to express everything that I'm feeling. Like, be it if I'm sad, be it if I'm happy, be it if I'm angry, I just want to channel it through my performance. And I'm just really passionate about it. That's why I keep on doing it, even though people are like, you know, drag, being a drag queen is gonna drag you down. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that. Like I want to perfect this craft.
And the thing that watching you on Drag Race Thailand, you come across as such a professional. You really take drag seriously, you know?
Ooh.
Like in all of your talking heads, in your approach to the challenges every week, you really had a sense of like, you know what? This is my job and I'm going to treat it with the respect that it deserves. And you executed. I don't think I've ever seen you like flop or fail or have a look that wasn't 100% committed and fully conceptualized. You really think forward your look and the brand of Vanda Miss Joaquim. Like you are a true drag artist. Like you elevate the drag form, and I hats off. If I had a hat on, I would take it off for you. Mm-hmm. Like you really are a legend.
You can take off that wig that you put on. Yeah.
It's just it's cemented onto my head.
Come on, show me those roses, honey.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to know, Vanda, what's the origin of your name? It's, what is it? Yeah, because I'm dumb and I don't know what the origin of that is.
So Vanda Miss Joaquim is actually a national flower of Singapore. It's an orchid. So I thought that's a great name to represent my country, to represent, and it's a flower. So, and I'm a delicate flower.
Work.
Yes,
work.
So, yeah, I think that's a great choice of name to represent your country and being a drag queen too. So yeah.
Was that your first name, or did you go through a period of discovering your name? Did you have other names before?
Well, before Vanda Miss Joaquim, there was Isabella Riziri, which I thought was too pretty, and I'm like, nah, I'm not feeling it anymore.
I hear you.
I'm not feeling it, that name.
Every drag queen has to shed their first name. Like they must. It's like it's a rite of passage, so you can become a butterfly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, or kill a bunch of butterflies on stage. Like, whatever it is, you have to involve butterflies.
Yeah.
We need to get into this because we're going to try to cover 8 and 9.
Yes.
So we're going to jump all the way the fuck in. Let's talk about y'all on this episode are playing the Snatch Game of Love. Tell me. I thought you did fantastic. Tell me about what was the process.
I cannot believe you did Cardi B. Please tell me why you came up with Cardi B.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not a big fan of Cardi B. Actually, she wasn't even my choice to begin with. I actually wanted to do Edward Scissorhand.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
That was my choice.
You'd be great at that.
Yeah, the crew told me that who?
Wait, yeah. They didn't know who Edward Scissorhand was?
Shit. Yeah.
Because,
it,
you know,
That's it.
It's a Thai culture. They don't really know about, you know, references like this. So,
and then
they were like, do you have any other alternative? And I was like, oh my God. And Cardi B back then was like the hot stuff, you know, people are always talking about her. So,
right.
So I'm like, damn, Cardi B then, like, because she's annoying.
You have to pick someone huge because you're also speaking in English.
Yeah.
You're speaking in English. Right. And I mean, I have 100 questions about that. Like,
yes.
And this comes up in these episodes of just like how, at this point, how challenging is it that you're constantly kind of dealing with them going back and forth between Thai and English. What was that like even on, let's say, during this day, during the Snatch Game of Love day?
It was pretty stressful for me, actually, because
I bet.
They pick Thai characters and you try to banter back with jokes, but you know, you're just in that moment that you're like, oh my God, why am I here? I am so lost. But you just have to make do with it, right? So, I try to be funny. But when I watched that episode, I don't know, I just cringed because I know that wasn't my best and I was using broken English.
Sure.
Very simplified English.
I thought you did great.
But listen, I'm going to tell you this. Ooh. You got all the irker, you got all the meow, all the stuff,
you
explained it perfectly.
Thing.
Every single meow or kur, it has a different connotation and you explored every aspect of that.
And you got the scratchy thing right. But
you had it. Well, and I mean, you had everything.
Until I saw Jada's version of Cardi B for her Snatch Game, I'm like, okay, I'm good with mine.
Oh
yeah!
Can I tell you, I had the exact same thought.
And you did it first.
And you did it first. I had the exact same thought. I was like, girl, look, Jada's the goddess, the queen, current reigning.
Of course.
But I think you did a better Cardi B than
you did
her.
It funny. Oh my gosh.
I hope so.
That whole thing about like your lake and the drowning part. It was so funny. You were funny. Yeah.
I thought you were funny.
Yeah. Thank you.
You did a great job of pattern. We talk about that a lot of like, what's the pattern of the unusual behavior? And you kept hitting the unusual behavior over and over. And it's like, that's so much more important than just
than getting like the character right or whatever. Like you were funny. Everything that they said to you, that guy, by the way, was so freaking hot. I couldn't believe how hot that man was. I mean, what the heck?
I get that feeling a lot watching this show. It's really shocking.
Every fucking model from The Face Thailand.
I'm so angry
how beautiful they are.
Stressful.
Ooh, I can say it too loud. Boyfriend is outside. Yeah.
What were they? Tell me about the Face Men Thailand. What were they like in person? Just too much.
Some of them are nice.
Or that chef. Tell me about that chef. The chef. Holy fuck, the chef.
Oh, from the last episode, yes.
Yeah, from the last episode.
Oh, Bandit was gagging all over him. He was like, you know, he was telling me something really weird, which I didn't get. Like, Vanda, I want to tell you something. I'm like, what? You know, the chef, he's got a dog face, and I'm into dog face. I'm like, what? A dog face?
Dog?
What do you mean? No, they look like a dog, like a puppy face with a puppy eyes. I'm like, okay. I understand.
She's wild. But,
the chef, he was nice, but because I think
you're not into dogs. You're not into dogs.
I'm into humans.
I'm more of a cat person, so maybe that's why.
There we go.
So I guess for the sake of our listeners, I'll say who the other people, even though I don't know who the hell these people are.
Did you know who these people were?
Yeah, did you know who these Thai people were?
No, girl. But I gotta act like, oh, yeah. Yes, nice to meet you.
Yes, yes, yes. Anjali is playing Vatanika, someone named Vatanika, who I'm guessing is very prim and proper and
very
composed. Rich.
She actually came in one of the episodes as a judge.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah.
Of season two of Drag Race Thailand?
That's right.
Do you remember what episode that was?
No, I don't.
Work. Because I don't either. No.
Bandit played Ma or Nappa, if I'm saying that correctly. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And hopefully. She is someone who has like a lot of plastic surgery and work. And that's like a big part of her character.
Also very rich.
Yeah.
Rich is very popular.
I think she's a trans person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Work. I didn't know. Srimala is doing a character named Sophia La, who's,
oh my God.
I don't know who this is, but it's very funny.
I just mean, Srimala,
an old lady. You know, old lady.
It was funny.
It was funny.
Like, the face, I just kind of want to push her face like, stop it, that face. It's funny.
Srimala's makeup in that Snatch Game was so funny to me because
so
I was like,
funny.
Girl, you
got... I mean, she's always looking funny with that makeup, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yeah, that's her gig. That's her gig. That's the drag. Tormai is doing Tapani, who I'm guessing is a reporter of some kind.
Right.
Yeah, of some kind. You know, like, I don't know why these people pick these characters, but okay, I'm here for it.
And you know what? You still interacted with a lot of the girls. You were not in, at least... And correct me if I'm wrong, but it didn't seem like you were intimidated by being there. Yeah. And you had your game face on. You were ready to freaking win this challenge.
Well, to be honest, in the first half of the Snatch Game, when we were recording, I was like, okay, you know what? I can banter back. But after that, I was just like, oh, this is too much. It's so different. Especially Tomai, when she actually did the helicopter thing. It almost hit my face. I'm like, okay, you know what?
I don't need this.
Are you serious?
I don't need this.
Yeah. It was just
girl.
Because nobody
right
was
in front of my
was expecting the helicopter. That surprised everybody, right?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, she was good. She was very strategic about it. And she got a lot of stuff like in her bag. And she just put it out one by one to win the Snatch Game. So
she's
like,
a prop
queen.
She's a prop queen. And I think the unprofessionalism is far too much. I think this is a lot of Romer shenanigans. So you, Gray, I was about to say your lake reference, by the way, predates WAP, which is kind of incredible.
Is it?
Yes.
You're psychic. You have psychic powers.
Oh my God. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know.
I bet that's Cardi.
You should reach out to Cardi and you're like, I want royalties from that song.
Yeah. Nah, she's not gonna notice me like other girls from RuPaul's Drag Race. So
until they do an international season, if they do an international All Stars, will you do it? Yeah.
Wow. I mean, if I have the financial, and if they're gonna sponsor me, then of course, definitely, because I think it's so much more bigger, right? And you get more recognition out of it. So
totally,
of course, been a hot bet.
Totally. My main things are that look, Srimala saying sheshi was funny. Look, saying sexy wrong
that
is funny.
Sexy.
It's funny.
That was
sorry.
I mean another one with a clear pattern, you know?
Clear pattern. She's old. Tormai wins the snatch game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. Why not? Work. Yeah. And then you have to work on a robe into lingerie kind of look for this runway.
Yes, how was that process?
Oh, cover and reveal.
Yes.
Wow. Let me. I need some time to bring me back to those moments.
Yes, a rewind.
Bring you back.
Okay, so I remember like we're all exhausted from filming Snatch Game.
I'm sure.
And then Penjana and Aunt Aria were saying about the challenge for the runway. And I was just looking through my luggage. I was like, shit. Because the challenge is cover and reveal. So I remember mentioning the episode that I'm not comfortable showing my skin. It's because I've got eczema. And I was like, damn, what am I going to do? So that's why I just rummaged through my luggage. Like, okay, I saw this rope and I just, you know, just put on some spikes and studs and whatnot to just shush it up. And I got this crystal diamond lingerie that I haven't used yet. So I'm like, okay, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to use this. And yeah, I don't know, somehow it just worked. Together.
Yeah, I thought it was incredible.
It was so stunning. Incredible. It was so stunning. But I'm going to bring up the fact that you had a little bit of a snafu on the runway. Mm,
that's right. That's right. You had
You panicked? Because I would have lost. I would have jumped off a bridge if that was me. I would have. Like, how was that moment for you?
I just want to drown myself, girl. I just want to drown. Because, you know, before we get to the runway, we have to practice, like, rehearse on our own, like, you know. If you have to do like a quick change or a reveal, you have to practice it before you step on the runway. So that's what I did. But I don't know. I think the nerves get onto me, and I was very nervous. And Is She Hungry was there in the panel.
Oh yes,
she's wise. She looks incredible.
Like,
oh my god. Mm-hmm. We actually didn't know that she's gonna be one of the judges.
Yeah, you were all very surprised by that too.
Yeah. And then when I stepped on the runway, because I think I was the first one to walk, and I saw her, I'm like, shit. And then I had to take out my armor, this gold armor thing, and
stunning.
I was struggling.
Loved it.
And I was like struggling, and I think they edited that part out. I was actually like, I'm so sorry. I actually apologized on the runway.
You did?
You did.
Yeah, because I took quite a while to actually take it off, and I just like, shit, I just want to run away, pack my luggage, go back to Singapore and just cry.
Fuck. But you look too good. Your garments were too pussy. And so they were like,
amazing.
Bitch, we can't put her in the bottom. Sorry
you
about
walked
it.
Out on the runway and I could not breathe. I lost my breath. You took, I want my breath back, Vanda Mistra. You stole it.
Okay.
Because you had, it's just an encapsulation of your drag. It is perfect, perfectly conceptualized. The idea of your outer shell being this spike full
correct.
Of armor and then correct. Showing this sort of softer, delicate side of yourself, the beautiful, like, diamond, like, lingerie piece. Like, it's just very smart. It's smart drag.
It because is. It's so kind.
It's true. I'm not lying to you.
I know. I mean, look. We are liars, but not today, because
we are liars, but we're not going to lie to you, okay?
Not
I lie
to
Mono
Mama.
Every single day of
oh
my life.
Oh my God. That's true. He tells me I'm stunning, I'm beautiful,
you're beautiful,
I'm Linda Evangelista. No,
well.
But girl, this is a chirp. You know, on this podcast, we chirp and burp the looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is a chirp.
Chirp.
It is full
capital C
work. Really quick, before we chirp and burp the other looks on the runway.
Yeah.
How do you sew a lot of what you do? Do you, or are you incredibly good at, how do you build your garments? Cause you're incredible.
Hot glue.
Hot glue. Wow. You're a hot glue.
Like
Hocatores.
I'm not good with the sewing machine. I'm just good with like hand sew. So, just little details of things and whatever things that I wear on the runway is the things that I brought with me in my luggage. But we don't know the challenges, right? So, yeah, whatever that fits the challenge, you just got to make it work.
My
and,
gosh.
And add in details.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I love that because that also inspires queens. Like, you don't have 100%. To be perfect at sewing. You just have to make it happen.
You just have to have the imagination. You have to have, be smart about it.
Yeah.
Like the Under the Rainbow Challenge. If you remember, I had this, the roses.
Yes.
I was pretty jammed with my idea, like, what am I going to wear on the runway? Because it's under the rainbow, what happens? And then I keep listening to Pangina's voice in my head, and she was like, what's going to happen after the rain? What's going to happen after the rain? And so I just thought, like, okay, you know what? Flowers is going to bloom. I got this flower head here. I went outside the studio. I saw a lot of soil and a lot of sticks. So I just took them. I just put it on me and...
And it was one of the chirpiest looks. I remember we chirped that look.
We did.
In that episode.
Absolutely. Oh. Now, and I know afterwards, this kind of also leads into some of the drama with Miss Gimwai, because then didn't an episode
Gimwai
later...
Gimwai wore something very similar.
Did you feel your gig was came for?
Yeah, I thought, you know, like, I just did that the previous episode, and, mm-hmm. and uh-huh. you had the balls and the guts and to actually wear this on the runway. Girl, where is your originality?
What do you have to? Do you have anything to say about Miss Gimwai Gate? Because the stories
the
are
Gimwai.
Coming in.
Oh, the Gimwai!
Gimwai Gate. A lot of stories about not just the scooter, other garments getting snuck in and out of the studio.
Mm. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You guys are putting me in a spot.
you can plead the fifth. It's
you can plead the
you.
Fifth. We respect that. But, you know, we would love the tea, girl. We would love the tea.
I mean, what Mocha did to actually... So the tea is, Mocha actually told me before we step on the runway, before she actually lip sync, mm-hmm. it was right after the question and answer. Mm-hmm. So we have to go to the untuck room. And she was on the way to the untuck room. She was telling me that I think Kim Hui brought the scooter and I'm going to tell the judges later on the runway. I'm like, girl, do not do that. If you want to do that, like, just do it privately, not on the runway. It's going to look bad on you. Mm-hmm. And I think she had a moment like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do it. So I thought, you know, okay, it's cool. Until she got eliminated and she confessed about the whole saga about Kim Hui bringing the scooter. I'm like, girl, are you for real?
She had nothing to lose at that point. She's like, listen.
Yeah.
And Penjana's makeup is not helping because she looks crazy. She looks... Crazy angry, and I was like, I was freaking out on stage. I'm like, get me out of here. It's so uncomfortable. Like, if you are right there at on that runway, you just like want to. I remember I just want to vomit, like, because it just makes me feel
very
weird.
Tense.
And yeah, it's
not good.
It's so stressful in that situation. And I mean, Kim Hui, bless her soul, bless her heart. She's a great queen. But I think, you know, we have to play it fair and square because we only are allowed to bring 10 luggages.
Right.
And you can't bring them out. You can't bring other stuff in. No. Whatever that you bring on the first day, that's the only thing that you can use. Thai queens have more advantages because it's their place, right? You know, it's easy for them to just get home and, you know, just bring things back into the studio. Whereas for us, we have to go back and fly to our country, come back here, come back to Thailand and you know, and bring things to the studio. So yeah, for Kim Hui to pull that stunt, it's just not.
Yeah, not right.
Yeah,
not
and you know, she got reprimanded for that stunt. So
she sure damn did. You know? She sure damn did.
I mean, no doubt, she's a talented queen.
I love
Gimwai. She's stunning.
No disrespect for her. Yeah.
I respect the scam. I think, you know, it's a good scam. And
she tried it. She really did try it.
We're queer artists, and we try stunts. Sometimes they pay off. Sometimes they don't.
You know what?
You know? So, okay, I'm going to go
just
ahead.
Sorry that you got caught.
Exactly.
No lies. So next on the runway after you is Srimala. And she gets a sort of a white robe Wamana into a black pleather.
Very Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy
yes.
look.
Yeah.
Do we like? Do we church or we burp?
It's a little messy.
It's a burp for me. I'm sorry. See, the thing is, Srimala is not a look queen. That's not her
strength. Not her thing.
She's charming. She's very charismatic. She is very funny.
She's hilarious.
But when it comes to like putting on a gown, and that's not her strength.
Well, I'm going to give props to her because I saw how that young girl saw her way, that robe. She put a lot of effort into it. So I'm going to give like a soft chirp.
Okay, that's sweet. That's sweet. I'll burp it, but yeah.
I'll burp it.
The panties look like they're attacking her thighs, so I'm going to burp it.
Okay, I was like, what's wrong with her ass?
Oh, yeah. It was running down.
What's wrong with her ass?
It was running down.
The panties were screaming like, get me off here. Get me off here. Like,
yeah. Her panties were like, I don't look good on you, girl. We don't look good on you.
Her panties were like India Farah on top of Mimi's shoulders. They were like, get her off of me.
Oh my god, she's gonna hate me.
No, we love all the queens. Look,
I worship all the queens. Next, Miss Anjali Anang.
And oh my god.
She has this black feather pirate that becomes convertible wings with light tube tits.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm mad at how flawless this was. Mad. I hated it. I hated how good it was.
In the very beginning, when I saw her working on that outfit, on that garment, I was like, oh my God, that's a lot of material. What the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Mm-hmm. But I was like, and then when I saw the episode, and I was like, oh shit, this is fuck. No wonder she won that challenge.
Yeah. Stunning.
Because you don't see the queens when they're walking down the runway, right?
No.
Yeah, so you didn't see the looks, how they were executed on stage until you saw the show.
And props to her. I mean, she knows her reference, like Victoria's Secret and also like Naomi Campbell. So I was like, damn, girl, this bitch.
Yeah, she really did, yeah. Too. She met the challenge head on.
She turned it up.
It's a chirp for
she
me.
She slammed it. She slammed it. And
chirp, chirp. Mm-hmm.
And that's why next we have Bandit. Bandit comes as sort of like a big white flower cape
that she made herself.
Yes.
In one day. I still don't believe
that's
it.
That's sick.
Yes.
And it becomes a pink bondage chained legs with the fur thing.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was stunning. That robe, stunning. That flower robe, that was stunning.
I can't believe it. Also, how hard it must be to walk in that.
Yeah.
Those ankle handcuffs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's hard to walk.
I think she's used to it.
You know what?
Yeah, right. She knows.
You're right.
She knows her way around.
She's been to jail before. She knows.
Old-timey jail.
To keep her grounded, at least.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're going to keep you grounded.
It's a chirp.
It's a chirp.
Next, we have Tormai coming in a pink unicorn sparkle bustier, and then it sort of becomes this sort of like lizard,
like snake goddess fantasy.
So look, the judges got her together for this look.
They were not into it.
It has a lot of fun potential. I just see how all of the pieces almost are just maybe there's too many good ideas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I have to give props because the concept, the challenge for the runway is cover and reveal. And for her to actually came up with that concept of snake shedding its skin, it's a good concept to cover and reveal. It's like, you know, you're shedding your skin and just a new skin came out. But for her to execute the whole presentation on the runway, I don't think it really worked.
Yeah.
I don't think it didn't come across it like that. Yeah.
You're 100% right. Like, I will say that her coming out slinking like a snake, like really sexily, I was like, I've never seen Tormai commit sexily before because that's not her strength. So I give mad props to her just like really performing this look. But when you compare it to the other girls, it just is lost in translation for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, I'm going to have to burp this look.
I'm going to burp it. Light burp.
Okay. Burp.
So Anjali wins. You're safe, Vonda, because you're stunning. Bandit is safe.
Were you nervous that you might be in the bottom?
Of course, everybody's always nervous like when we step on the runway, and also because I was struggling and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna lip sync, and we all know the song, like Lady Marmalade. Right. So I'm like, what? I'm going to steal it anyways.
I was about to say, it's one of the few English songs.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, Srimala says, if Vanda is in the bottom, I'm going home because she's going to kill the song. And I know that you would slay.
Come on. So this is the truth. For the lip sync, they actually had to take two takes.
Of all of them or just for this episode?
Just for this episode.
Oh, interesting. Why?
Because the first time that they actually lip synced to this song, it wasn't as good. It's like episode one that Art Aria asked them to one more time.
Oh my God. I had a feeling that was it.
Yeah.
Because I saw the judges' faces and they were like,
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't air that. Interesting.
And
that was what happened.
Art, just like, do it again. We're not going to make this a big deal like the first episode. Just do it again.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So she actually just said to the girls in Thai, which I think Bandit or Anjali told me at the back, say that, you know, just put in more energy to make it more believable and real.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Work.
Now, while you were watching their backs perform,
yeah.
who did you think was going to be eliminated?
Tomai, because, I mean, it, like the costume was off and she didn't really do a lot of things. Sri Mala, at least she got the essence. She got the feels to the song.
Yeah.
And her moves was right. But yeah, it was a tough decision because, I mean, these girls, it's English is not a language, right? But
right.
I mean, come on, it's Lady Marmalade. It's every gay person knows the song. So.
It's an anthem.
Thank you.
So, and Sri Mala seemed to know the words too. So like, that's not really an excuse, you know, like she...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Shermella turned it out.
She turned it. She, you know, she definitely brought enough. She brought enough for this.
What you saying?
I think someone could do it better, but I think she did enough. She did enough. Wait. Which girl are you in that foursome? Are you Maya or fivesome? I guess Missy.
Yeah.
Are you Maya? Are you Pink? Are you Christina? Are you Lil' Kim?
I'm a pink person.
Oh, you're a pink girl.
Yeah. I'm a pink girl.
Cute.
Gag.
Okay.
I think I am pink too.
Who are you, Manu?
Love. I think I'm pink too. Or Maya. I'm either pink or
I think you're a Maya. I think you're a Maya.
Thank you. Who are you?
I'm a Missy. Come on, let's be real.
We covered this.
I'm before. I'm not gonna dress in no lingerie. I'm gonna be wearing a big ass shirt. You girls look cute. I'm just gonna tell you who you are.
We're so gay. We've had this conversation.
We have
before,
had this conversation.
Ridiculous.
Oh my God.
So we're going to ask you how you felt about the cliffhanger right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go
Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
And we're back. Woo! Oh, what a Woo! Break. Bring back Woo! My break. We have Miss Vanda Miss Joachim. And yes. don't misplace the miss. And right before the break, Tormai went home, and then two girls walked their ass right back into
How
the competition.
How gagged were you when that happened?
Girl, we were all mad.
I saw it. I saw your face, Vanda. You were not happy.
Yeah, because we're like, okay, you know what? There are four of us. It's okay. We're gonna be in the finale together, all four of us. But oh my god, these two bitches that came in, and they are the loudest. They are the most
right.
Attention seeking people in the workroom. I'm like, oh my god. I'm not here for that.
It was so mean what Art Arya did, because she called y'all the Fantastic Four. And then she's like, oh no, by the way, there's two more coming in. So you're like, what the happened gaggery. To the Fantastic Four?
The gaggery. So I was mad. Actually, all of us were mad. It's because they missed Snatch Game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's one of the prominent challenges in every RuPaul's Drag Race franchise.
Yeah.
They missed quite a few episodes. Like Kana went home during episode 5 and Candy went home episode 4. Mm-hmm. So this is already episode 9. Like,
were they chilling in a hotel? Or I mean, I guess they're both, they live there, so they just got to go home. And
yeah,
then
they
come
were
back.
Like, okay, I'm gonna take a break and I'll come
right?
back.
Exactly. So that's the thing that I was feeling, like, you know, these people can just, like, you know, they go out on vacation and they come back. It's like, you know what? I got this. I'm going to be the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's unfair, but I mean, that's the game, right?
So that's the game.
You just have to play it.
Good TV. They were
definitely
both
was good
fantastic.
TV.
They were both, as a viewer and purely a viewer, I was like, these are the two girls I wanted to see come back that I was like, there's so much raw talent and that I felt like even when they went home, I was like, are you sure?
Well, we talked about this in the Kana episode when Kana was sent home. We were like, this is unfair, it feels like. But they're both personality queens. They're big personality queens. So yeah, it makes sense to bring them back.
I personally feel that they specifically brought Candy and Kana back is because they receive a lot of compliments and popularity like on their social media and whatnot. Like people are like against them going back home and like bring back Candy, bring back Kana. So I think that's why they actually picked both of them to come back.
Right. It
so wait, sense. You're filming so while it's airing, like kind of? Are you just mean that they're just popular in general?
Yeah, like during filming, they I mean, we already the season was already aired like in the beginning of 2019. So people, we received a lot of comments from people.
I see. Yeah. And tell me, okay, this other thing is, do you think production had the plan to bring people back the whole season, or it really was because too many girls went home?
Yeah, I think too many girls went home because I don't think they were prepared about Mocha's confession and Kim being disqualified. So they wasn't prepared. They were not prepared for that. So I think this thing is just like, okay, there are not many girls left. So I think we need to bring back some girls back into the competition.
Work.
Damn,
well,
and now we're bleeding into episode 9.
Here we go.
So let's just dive right in.
Let's dive in. The theme is music, and some of y'all are worried because we know Candy and Kana they're loud, and they certainly can perform in a loud challenge. Talk to me about that. Talk to me.
Wow. Okay. So when we got to know it's a musical challenge, everybody was looking at the original four, we were just looking at Candy and Kana because their performers, Kana is, I think she's from some theater school or something.
Oh. Okay.
So everybody like, okay, I think it's like, we're not intimidated by them. It's that we know that they're going to do good.
Right.
So when Angela got the benefit to actually, the role to actually pick the roles and pass them to different queens, she's very, very strategic about it, and I'm like so happy that she gave me the role that I wanted. And she gave Candy the like the smallest role, like right. not really important in the yeah. whole musical. So
but
yeah.
This is an interesting thing that I wanna ask you, Vanda, is yeah. that you are not a native Thai speaker. And your character, I'm gonna yeah. say, had a lot of lines and it's and yeah. her own number. And you were yeah. nervous, but like yeah. the amount of lines you had is wild. How did you, I mean, hats off to you.
They were yelling at you.
They were yelling at you. I don't know how you managed to do that. How did you do that?
Okay, so we only had 4 hours to learn our lines.
Shut
no, 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 lies. No.
No. Zip my body, take my heart
no.
out.
No, I can't believe that. That's mean. Yeah. That's
mean. We only had 4 hours.
Jesus. And you are not native, so are you are you memorizing the words or the sounds of the words? Do you know what I mean?
The sound of the words. Yeah. Because the they give me the lyrics for the song, but it's all in Thai words.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's not like the alphabet. It's Thai words. So I was like, y'all, they are playing on me. They want me to get out from this competition.
Yeah. Honestly, it did feel like a stunt. Like, they this is the week Vanda is going home.
Yeah. So wow. I'm like, okay,
they were
try me.
Gunning for you.
Bite me. Bite me. I'm gonna learn this damn song. I'm going to perform the hell out of it.
Like production was gunning for you. You killed it. But did you feel like production was gunning for you? Like they were like, it's her week.
I think, yeah. Because the choreographer who did the blockings and whatnot, he was like screaming and yelling at me, trying to get my words down. I was like, fuck, I really want to scream back. I just want to say I only had 4 hours and the script that they gave me is just in Thai words.
Oh my,
I had to write down in my own way, like in my own words to learn the song. It was a long day for me. It was a tiring day. I just want to go back home and sleep, but nope. We had to film till like, I think midnight.
Oof.
Yeah, it was a long filming process.
So did you get the script and perform the musical on the same day?
Yeah.
No.
Shut yeah, we did.
Up.
So after that 4 hours.
That just, was all one like, day?
Yeah.
You lied to me.
You learned,
you learned the words and the choreography because I'm going to tell you this right now. That was some serious choreography that you pulled in this number.
Wow.
And then oh my God.
Yeah, I'm stressed for you. I'm short of breath.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was feeling like that. Yeah, I was not feeling it.
And here's a testament to your willpower because you could have easily crumbled like I would have done in a heartbeat. Yeah. But girl, you turned it out so hard. To me, my eyes were only on you the entire performance because the way you had the lip sync syllable by syllable by syllable.
Yeah.
And then you also had energy. It didn't seem like you were in your head. It didn't seem like you were not confident. You hit all of your notes. That leg kick while you were in the bed, I mean, I was like, I was living for
it
you.
It was great. It was
really
good.
I was just airing out all the sweats and whatnot.
Yeah, that damn lake between your legs.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
So wait, okay, so this musical is called Arpa Pond, which is named after, how do I say it correctly?
I don't know, girl.
Okay.
None of us speak Thai here.
No, but it's about that woman who was a judge. Am I correct? Right? What was the musical about?
Oh,
it was about her. Yeah, I thought.
I think they used her music in it. I might be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know whether it's the whole musical is sung by her, but yeah.
Well, you didn't know. It was in Thai. You wouldn't know.
You didn't know, and it didn't matter because you turned it out.
I just did it.
Okay,
you know what? Give me the challenge. I'm just going to do it.
I will say I was really impressed by all of y'all. Like they say, like Pangina says later on, she's like, girl, like y'all slayed that. And how was the vibe that day with everyone in the cast? Was everyone like eager to do well or were they angry or excited to do well?
I think most of us are really exhausted because, mm-hmm. you know, some of them are not dancers, but, mm-hmm. you know, they have to pick up like in like, you know, right. like quick. Mm-hmm. They have to pick up. And then we had to like run again and again and again and again and again. So we were just exhausted, but there's no tension between us. We just like professional with the rehearsal. Right. Comes to the real performance, we just like, okay, we have to do this. You know, we give each other moral support. It's like, are you okay? Do you need some food, water, whatever? Take care of each other. But at the same time,
that's really nice. Y'all were sisters.
Ooh, correct.
That's cute.
No, you're
so I'm going to try to describe what happens in the musical, and please stop me when I say something wrong.
Sure.
So because in this little musical number, it starts with Anjali playing like the boss who's like, work, work, mm-hmm. work is good. Work your ass off.
Yeah. And I realized that she wore the same outfit that Mayhem Miller wore during the...
Yes! Oh my God. Yes. Thank you so much for reminding me. Cause I was like, this is an Amazon
right?
top.
Right?
Did
you clock that, Mono?
I didn't clock that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And listen, Mayhem Miller is a self-professed Amazon queen. She buys everything on Amazon.
I bought some fun it's not stuff a shade. On Amazon.
I'm not shading her. I'm just stating facts, but that
was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks familiar. Like,
interesting. That got here in 2 days, which is why she's also doing some sketchy stuff. You need to say something on the main stage.
You should have pulled a mocha.
I have to speak up right now.
Pull the mocha diva.
So then Bandit plays a worker who hates the boss. And you, Vonda, play a late employee who came in late because she has a heavy heart and she dreamt of a snake that was going to bite her pussy and tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's so funny about that? That makes a lot of sense.
I didn't know the meaning of the song until I saw the episode. thanks, big thank you to Kudala Korn because he came out with the English subs. And I'm like, oh my God, that's the whole meaning of the song.
Yes. Yes,
because Bandit was telling me it's something about snake, like you're dreaming about snake.
Right.
But I didn't know the bit of like, oh, the snake is trying to bite my pussy. No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
And no, I'm like, okay.
And then Candy slides down a 12 story banister.
That signature.
I mean,
in real life,
did
right?
that look as crazy as it looked on TV?
Well, I mean, we're used to her doing that because that's one of the signature moves that she does in her shows outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So she's no stranger to sliding down a pole. Okay.
Girl, that's nothing.
Wow.
That's nothing.
I was about to say, I was afraid she...
I lost her mind. I thought she was going to die.
Burnt her crotch off.
But everybody was gagging. So, I mean... Yeah, I'm not hating her. Just saying.
No,
of course.
She's
practiced
this
before.
She's practiced. So then she's the new hot CEO. Srimala comes in as another. Does she come in as like the mom? No. Does she come in as like no? I'm sorry. Who comes in as like the lady yelling at everyone they shouldn't be sluts? Okay. Kana is a custodian with her tits out, and she wants the hot man.
Really simple. Yeah.
Then Candy kicks Khan out of bed. And then, yes, they want this hot man. Then, I don't remember, everyone's humping on the ground and opening their legs. A boss. Okay, Anjali reads a scroll and she's like hitting the women, telling them to be virtuous and not sluts.
Yeah.
And then she becomes a damn hoe herself.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's
the long and short
story.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good story. Love. And that's pretty much it. They snap you.
Fun.
They say you fucking slayed it.
Yeah.
And then
you all had a little dance party at the warehouse afterwards.
Yeah. Just to celebrate, like, okay, it's over. But at the back of my mind, I'm like, shit, we have to prepare for the runway tomorrow.
And
right, so
when
it was
you
literally
wake up?
The next day?
Yeah. When you wake up the next day for runway. Okay.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Do you get to the workroom like at 8 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m.?
So I usually wake up at 4 in the morning.
Ooh.
Wow.
And get ready by 5. And it takes me about an hour to get to the studio. So once I get to the studio, it's that's oh where our day starts. God,
I couldn't.
So
do
you
it.
Slept for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes, my God. So for this runway, okay. And also, oh, I have another question. The boots. Are they forcing you all to feature these boots? Are these boots a sponsorship that they're making you talk about every single episode?
Actually, these boots, especially in this challenge, Aunt Aria say you have to incorporate it in your look. So
they
actually sponsored for the show as well.
Yeah, it was very much a hashtag ad episode. For sure.
Because you're doing looks inspired by this country Thai queen. I'm going to butcher the name.
Mm-hmm.
How do I say her name correctly? Pumpuang Dongjan?
Yeah.
How do I say? Is that?
Pumpuang Dongjan, correct. That's right.
Pumpuang Dongjan. Okay, yes. Great. So you're going to do looks and inspired by her.
And you've never heard of her before.
No, never.
And you listened to her music before to get into the groove of it. Mm-hmm. And you ended up liking her music.
It's actually very nice. It's very, like, once you listen to it, you know that, oh, this is a very, like, back in the 80s music. And I like 80s music like that, especially if it's a culture music, like a different language kind of music. So I could relate to her songs, even though I don't understand the language. And it's a beautiful thing, I think.
She has a beautiful story based on what I learned about her in this episode. Yeah. So I guess let's talk about this runway. First of all, Okay, let's just talk about it. You are Art and Pangina are also wearing stunning looks. Art's wearing this like blonde blue dread net dress.
Oh, okay.
And Pangina's wearing this afro disco number, which I'm going to say is the best disco look in Drag
Race. I agree.
Herstory.
I agree. Yes. It's so easy to get it wrong, but she did it right.
She always looks so fabulous.
I know. God. It's like unfair, actually.
Flawless.
Very unfair.
Flawless. She needs to be on Vonda, RuPaul's Drag Race.
As
a judge.
Right?
I mean, she should be a judge. She should be a straight up like regular judge.
No, I think she should be the contestant on Drag Race, just win it.
It's an automatic
I would love that. I would love to see her compete. She's incredible.
Yeah.
And I want to see her boy confessionals.
You slut.
I'm a big old nasty slut.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
Vonda's like, you are. Look, girl. Look. I call him like I see him. Vonda, you come out first in this fucking stunning leopard look with like a bustle and sort of like showgirl elements and a draping scarf. Did you put this together?
So like I said, you know, you have to rummage your luggage to get a look. So what I know about the singer is that she's always into the prints. Is it leopard prints?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's leopard prints.
It looked like leopard to me.
So whatever that I can find in my luggage that that's close to what she usually wear. I just like, you know, I saw this long scarf thing and I just use it as this like a bandana thing. So whatever, it just like mix and match, like just putting everything together. And the vinyl that I had, it was...
Vinyl. Fascinator was so
good.
And I thought,
so
you know...
So good, Shangela could never.
Just to give an homage to Pumpuang, so that was pretty much my concept.
It was great. And the judges loved it. As soon as you walked out, they understood it. And they were like, what I love about this look is that it's not a carbon copy of her, but it's like an homage to her. So it's very like fashion forward inspired look of her.
Yeah, because Pangina basically said that you Pumpuang Dongjan inspired. It's not like a carbon copy. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Which we'll find out. Some queens decided to do a carbon copy.
But you did something that I think is really hard to do where like there was a lot of that print, but it actually made it look chiquer. And I don't know how you figured that out. It was snaps.
Because she's a fashion queen. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
She's
killed it.
She's a fashion legend.
You
what
killed
the fuck
it.
Are you talking about?
I don't fucking know.
Also,
what I'm fucking
also
talking
on
about.
Top of the look, the boots. With
they
that
looked,
outfit. Like it was
good.
A perfect, I think I want to say the best marriage of the look concept and the
boots.
Assignment of wearing the boots.
Yeah.
This was my favorite.
Out of all
look.
The queens, I think you did it the best.
Boots. I'm not even bullshitting you. Yours was my favorite look, which is why, you know, I understand why you didn't win, but I kind of thought you should
I thought
win.
You were going to win.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought you should have won.
I mean, based on the musical and the runway, like, I thought, okay, you know what? Like, give me a chance. I need to win something.
I think it's, once again, let's talk about production. This is production saying, you know, it's going to really agitate the gals if one of the girls who comes back wins. Now, Candy killed it, but it's also just a little bit of production sparkle.
Of course, of course.
I mean,
the
only thing that she did was just to slide down the stairs, and that's it.
Honestly, she had one line.
2,678 choreography.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You had a whole solo in a language you didn't understand.
Thank you. Then you
had to interpret a Thai legend with a music you weren't familiar with. And then you not only aced that challenge, you aced the other challenge. It makes no sense to me why you didn't win this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's weird.
I was devastated after that. I was like,
it was so crazy. Yeah. It was crazy.
But it's okay.
Madness.
I mean, they favor Candy Mill, so doesn't matter.
Work. Then Bandit comes down the runway, giving us like a marigold titty look. There's
Wilted
like a
marigold,
yellow twist on the top. And then there's sort of like a green belt gown underneath. Mm-hmm. And it like kind of becomes a white gown.
Correct.
Yes.
This one's
like
in the
it?
Middle. It's in the middle, right? It's pretty. There's elements that are very good.
I actually like the details that she put on her hair and her ears and everything. But I do not like the green.
Yes.
Yeah.
The color was wrong.
It was a little questionable. It's just so funny because I think it's one of her least best looks that Bandit has ever done because she knocks it out the park usually. So to me, this was this is a burp because it's not to the standards that I think Bandit should have nailed it.
You know? I'm going to burp it.
Yeah.
I'm going to burp it. Yeah. Okay. Work. Shrimala. She's rocking her boy hair. She has this beautiful mug. Yeah. She's she has the orange ruffle Bianca Del Rio dress of silver.
Okay.
And then the red shoes that they live for. They live
for
the
love
red shoes.
She did her research, which
I'm having a flashback because she looks so tiny in the outfit.
I mean, how tiny is Shrimala? I want to know. How small is she?
She's shorter than me. I'm 168 centimeters. I think she's about 164.
Mm-hmm. But you don't look small at all. Actually, you look quite tall on the show. And they actually referenced that in episode 8 because the way that you walk, the way that you carry yourself is taller.
Yeah.
But something about Shrimala is like she looks smaller.
Yeah.
She looks like the smallest little creature I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. She's a Pokemon. I'm not convinced she's a human. I'm not. You fucking get your master ball out and catch that bitch because
oh my God.
She ain't no human, mama.
She's
you
so
are
small. She's adorable.
We love her,
but she's very
She gets
small.
A lot of points for being funny,
doesn't
she? She
needs to listen to this podcast.
Tell her. Okay, so trip or burp. This is tough because she's so cute. She's so funny.
She looks very beautiful in that. And I want to say her makeup is good. Her makeup was like the best I've seen her.
That's true, actually.
I just don't like it when queens wear, I don't know, it's like, it was very much like boy hair. It was very much boy hair on the drag queen, which is like,
I'm going to give it a light chirp. Light chirp.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to give it a burp. I wanted to.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a light chirp as well because she knows the research with the heels.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And I saw her making that gloves as well. So, okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't. So I'm going to hate it. It's a burp to me.
Work.
Okay, I'm going to send her this.
Please.
Shrimala, we love you. We love you, Shrimala. Please be a guest. Please. We love you, but I'm sorry. So, it's a burp.
Okay, work. Okay, wait. Who comes down? Oh, Anjali. She comes out in this bumblebee dress, and it's very old Hollywood. The hair is whipped. Money necklace stunt.
Karaoke queen. That was the vibe.
I thought she looks stunning. Like, in that outfit.
She always does.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
She always does.
And that hair. And I don't understand the reference, actually. She looks stunning.
But that was a big problem, is that the judges didn't understand the reference, too. She took too much of a liberty with the challenge, where they were like, we don't really understand what this has to do with the singer, really. So that mm-hmm. was that was what knocked her down a couple of points.
You know? But props to her, she made that dress out of scratch.
Mm-hmm. She made that dress.
Yeah. Wow. I saw her sewing that dress and the shoes, wow. the details to the shoes. So I gotta give mad props to her. She's a really hardworking queen, Anjali. Really talented.
Yeah. So polished.
She's chirp. So great. It's a big chirp for me. It's a chirp for me.
Chirp.
I don't care what the judges say, it's a chirp.
Yeah.
It's just a chirp. It just looks so fucking good. The hair mm-hmm. was fucking moister than Vanda's yeah. pussy. It was mm-hmm. so moist.
Which we know is fucking wet as fuck. You will drown in that pussy. Be careful.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Be careful.
Get lost in it. Get lost.
There's
get
a
lost.
Lifeguard specifically for that pussy.
You're like crazy.
So Kana Warrior comes out in this like moon look. Then she sits on the moon in this mm-hmm. leopard print suit. Yeah. Very cool.
Boy
very
hair
interesting.
Too. Boy hair too.
Boy mm-hmm. hair too. Boy hair too.
Yeah.
And at first, I loved it, but the judges were not here for it. Yeah. They were like, this is a carbon mm-hmm. copy look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually research Pompong's album, I think she had the same, like with the moon at the back.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah. So I love the whole presentation that Kana did. But, you know, it's a common copy. Like I said, you know,
right.
Benjana.
Where's the artistry in that?
You know, it's inspired. Mm-hmm. You cannot mm-hmm. copy. You need to be inspired. And your interpretation of what she usually wears and stuff. So, yeah. Work.
Right, right. Ooh. Yeah. I love Kana so much. Kana, I love her so much. But I'm going to have to burp this look, unfortunately. Ooh. Just because it did feel like a carbon copy of something that everybody knew, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a burp.
Burp, mm-hmm. burp.
Burp, burp. Mm-hmm. And finally, Candy comes out in this rain slicker with like photos of, I guess, is it Pumpwong on her rain slicker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she becomes this knee with a neon light helmet sort of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this like very sort of fetish gear bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outfit. Yeah.
And they,
what did y'all think?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. It wasn't my number one favorite on the whole runway, but it was cool.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said again, the B reference, I don't really understand with Pompong.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, the details that she put pictures of Pompong on her on her coat. And I thought, you know, that's it.
Right, right.
And she won.
We all know why she. We all. Let's be real. We all know why she.
We all know why she won. She won mm-hmm. for agitation. It's a classic reality TV move, and certainly
listen,
a Drag Race move.
She's great. She's a great talking head. She gives
she's
really
incredible.
Fun.
Yeah, she gives good head.
Her fucking.
Oh my god.
She's gonna come for your gig.
Oh my god.
Vanda, you need to come back again. We need to have you again.
We're a bad influence on you. We're bad.
Vanda started the podcast being very like and at the end it's like, I don't give a fuck.
Is that like
tell all the truth? Let the whole world know how much I've suffered.
Oh, I live. Okay, so here we go. Let's get to it. Ooh. Did you think you were lip syncing on this evening, or you thought you were safe because they said your outfit was good?
No,
you did great.
And you got such beautiful feedback from Art Aria.
Ooh.
Like, unbelievably, like, that's, I love Art Aria so much. And she seemed so generous and so, she took that into consideration that this was not your line. This you should have failed, and you rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
And your artistry really shone through. So she gave you a lot of props.
Yeah.
And you did get very emotional.
Yeah.
With that feedback.
Well, because you know, like I said, we're all exhausted, and for Art Aria to actually notice that the work that I've done and with the musical and everything, like I gave all my all, you know. I gave my all to all the challenges. So for her to notice that and appreciate like what I did in the show is like, it's very heartwarming. And I need that kind of encouragement because at a point of time, you know, I just like, damn, like what else? What else do you want from me? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So for her to mention that, I feel like very supported, like appreciated.
Yeah, it was very nice. And I thought she was going to go down the line and say really nice things to everyone, but Nope, that didn't happen because she read fucking Stream a Lot to Filth and Anjali, which I was so shocked about.
But. Yeah, it was sad. Yeah. Because Anjali, the last person that actually thought, you know, she's going to get criticism. But like I said, you know, the judges didn't get the reference. Like you guys said, the judges didn't get the reference. So, yeah, but I thought she would look stunning.
Oh my God, yeah, it was so weird. But you know what? Here's the thing that I will say. Anjali has been killing at this competition. It was good to see her finally in the bottom because that's what I like. I like when you see that struggle in the queens. So it seemed like Anjali was just like nailing everything. And of course, she's amazing. But to see her in that moment of like, I was like, okay, let's see what she has to offer. Let's see what she has to give us in the in the lip sync for your life. And
okay, and we have to talk about the moment right before the lip sync, which was unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Where Kana tries to step down and then these beautiful words are said from Pangina and as well as the guest judge who's like, girl, let's see the warrior in you. What was this like on set?
To be honest, like because most of them were speaking in Thai, so I didn't really understand.
Didn't know what the hell was going on.
But until after the whole thing happened and I was asking Bandit and so from what I heard it's because Kana has been lip syncing like I think
all
three times and that episode is I think her fourth time lip syncing so she's like, you know, I'm not gonna lip sync and I'm just gonna let Anjali because she's here longer in the competition, so I'm just gonna surrender, you know, I'm just going to throw a white flag and I'm just going to walk away from the competition. I'm not going to lip sync. So I think that it was very humble of her and very a bold move to actually, you know, like put it out there to the world.
I would say a bold move for sure.
Very bold. And then we get this lip sync. They go forward.
Yeah.
And this, like you're saying, like, I want to know what you felt because like, I don't know this song, but like, it's so beautiful how like, I don't understand what's going on, but I can see this energy, this cooperation, this excitement that I've never seen in a lip sync before.
Yeah.
So
I was putting everything to pieces, like when the judges was like giving some words to Kana. So I thought, okay, maybe that's encouraging her to just like, just do it, just lip sync, you know? So when I witnessed the whole lip sync, I thought like the chemistry was there and it was emotional is because at the end of the day it's still a competition, but at the end of the day we are still sisters. We it's still a competition. We have to lip sync against each other and somebody will win, somebody will lose, but it's just a family, you know, like you can feel it through that lip sync.
Yeah,
like, by just watching it you can feel the emotions and they're not fighting with each other, they're actually performing it together.
So
it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I mean, I cried. I know you did. Yeah. It was so cute.
I cried.
Cute.
I'll post the picture at Drag Her Podcast. but yeah, it got me. Because usually this doesn't work in lip syncs.
We never see that. The only time we saw a little bit of that was in All Stars 1 between Raven and Jujubee. Right. Do you remember that? That's the only thing. But I think this one was
I'm
going to
also
impactful.
Say the final lip sync of season 1. With BB and
Nina Flowers.
Thank you.
Yes.
They have a sort of like work together energy, but it's super rare.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super rare.
Because we know Kana is a lip sync assassin and, you know, like she will slay every lip sync. And for her to actually work with Anjali and not like, you know, I'm going to stand out or Anjali's not going to stand out. They actually like just perform, you know, just perform.
It was joyful.
Yeah, correct.
It was very joyful.
Nice. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Few lip syncs have that power of just like having that energy of collaboration. To eliminate one queen would have been a little unfair because the lip sync that we saw was a collaboration between two different drag queens that collaborated evenly in a lip sync. So I thought it was very, very, very emotional.
And as much as I want Kana to be out, like I'm like, okay, you know what? That lip sync fits you. I'm gonna give it a like, okay.
Let's, I mean, that's real.
Let's go through another episode together.
Yeah.
I get it. Because you're like, cool, cool, cool. I get to stay in the hostel a couple more weeks. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. 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 This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. These are two episodes. Unbelievable. I want more. Why we're covering this is because it is such an excellent season of Drag Race. Ooh. That not all of the fans know about. Mm-hmm. They need to know about it.
Oh,
so
my God.
They need to know about it.
So I'm telling you right now.
We're going to keep covering it.
Yeah. Drag Race Thailand season two is my favorite season of the Drag Race. I've said this in the podcast. I've said it before the podcast.
Yeah,
she did.
I tell every single person I've ever met to watch Drag Race Thailand season two. It is the epitome of what the show should be. Ooh. It has the strongest queens I have ever seen in any season. It has drama, twists, turns. It is just one of the best reality TV shows of all time.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And you have a big part in that. Your collaboration to this season is unbelievable. Yeah. And also, you were the final international queen to last in the show. What you've done for the legacy of Drag Race Thailand is unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Ditto. So, and how can we support you? Where can we find you online?
Well,
what are you up to?
I'm very much active on my Instagram, and I actually have a YouTube channel, House of Miss Joking. Mm-hmm. I have seven other girls.
Yes.
Work.
We have different episodes. Like, we talk about general topics, about the politics in Singapore, about being gay in Singapore, because, you know, like, it's still illegal to be gay in Singapore. Like, you'll get jailed if you're caught having sex with another man.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's really stupid. So
that's so fucking shitty.
We have all these podcasts every Monday and Tuesday, new episodes, fresh topics, and talk shit.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love
I
it, love
want
it.
To know more about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. And where can people find you on Instagram? What's your handle?
VandaMiss.Joakim. That's my handle.
Work.
And we'll tag the hell out of you where we post this, because you can obviously listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm. I think that's it. I guess next week we'll be covering episodes 9 and 10 to sop it up. And now I don't know what's going on, so I'm gonna pretend.
I know. Get ready.
Good luck.
But Ms. Vonda, we love you. You're incredible. I feel
we
like
love
you're
you.
A
Thank
good
you.
Judy.
We love you so much.
And thanks for joining us on Drag Her.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
All right. Till next week. Bye, hoes.
Bye. Scale of the two-throw, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.